Hello and welcome to the iDiscover interview series with Gal Stiglitz, the founder, CEO and chief of philosophy at iDiscover 360. iDiscover's mission is to enable people to live more fulfilled, purposeful and inspiring lives. They design and deliver cutting edge personal development solutions for individuals, teams and businesses to help them make the most out of their human potential. These calls are just a taster, just scratching the surface of the massive amount of content. And today's question is for Gal, how to retain your best employees. Gal, over to you.
Thank you, Nick, for the question. Obviously, you know, that's a question that I can speak not only as a consultant kind of thing, but from a very personal experience and day in, day out. I also been on the side of the employee. I also been on the side of the employer. So my thoughts on it to begin with is to say, if you want to retain your best employees, the bottom line is you have to offer them the best option that they can, you know, see or have access to in the marketplace. So if, you know, you can't expect from your best employees or the people you want to retain to be people who are not working according to human nature. Human nature is that every human being is looking to optimize their possibilities, optimize the opportunities. Nobody is faithful to you. You know, it's good to remember that nobody is faithful to you, and no matter how nostalgic people will be and you know, the relationship will be with different layers, in the bottom line, you cannot expect people to go against their nature and not to optimize their possibilities and opportunities. So if you want to retain your best people, you have to make sure you are the one who gives them the best option. Now, what is the best option for them? The best option for them is something that is meaningful to them. You have to know who they are. You have to know what they're looking for, what's meaningful to them. And you have to make sure that what they get by staying with you is going to be really catered to them. And that they see horizon within the business. They see horizons that, okay, the more they stay, the more they invest themselves, the more they give their heart and soul into it, the more they get something that is important and valuable to them. So that's you know, that's basically, you know, what I recommend to do. Yeah, really get to know them so you know what's important to them and be the best option for them. I also just want to say one more sentence that this is like to do, I think it's about human being in general, but more, even more specifically towards this generation, you know, the generation, what they call the generation Y and generation Z and X and, you know, the generations that is currently, you know, taking over the workplace. I believe that these people have even more than generation before, they have a strong yearning to learn and develop. So if you want to retain these people, if you want to retain these people of this generation, you have to create for them a place where they can see, they can learn and develop the most. So that's my thoughts on that.
I'm interested. I think there's some great advice, particularly in getting to know people. Do you have any, I think, particularly with the modern generation, tips and suggestions on how you can learn and just find out more about what your employees are looking for?
Yeah, there's no You will be able to learn that if you're not going to go into a genuine conversation with your people and to get to know them, not only in the context of the professional, you know, arena, but holistically as a human beings. So I don't know any other way to do it. But really introduce to them questions that show genuine interest in who they are as human beings. That's what I do. That's what I recommend to do. So the same way like you cannot expect to develop a fulfilling relationship with
a partner.
Exactly. Whoever you want to be, your wife or your husband, you have to get to know them. You have to get to know your people you work with or people you want to work for you for the long run. You have to take the time and the energy to get to know them. You get to know them, you get to know better what is that they're looking for, what is that is important to them, you're able to cater it more. There's no shortcut here. It's like you have to take the time and the energy.
To put the time and energy in to get to know them, to retain the best people by finding out what drives them.
Yeah, because, you know, think about it, Nick, like just by taking the time, the energy and creating space for you to be interested in them, they're already going to feel, you know, very different about where they're working. They're not going to feel like, you know, detached from it. They're going to feel more, you know, like, okay, they're important. So it's already something. Good place to start.
Very good. These are just scratching the surface. And obviously, you and your programs, you go a lot deeper into each of these exercises. So these are tastacles. We're scratching the surface. But an important area to go to if you want to find out more and to learn more about the exercises and the programs is your website, which is idiscover360.com. And one of the things people can access for free is a 30-minute coaching call with one of your trained coaches. And it'd be very useful to know very short, quickly, what benefit would people get out of that call when they dial in?
I think clarity, you know, just clarity. It's always so good for anyone, you know, myself included, to speak to someone that can give you, you know, can hear you, where you are, what's going on, and to give you like another perspective about that, to give you another perspective about, okay, how to go about it. It never, you know, it was never a waste of time when I did it. And if you do it with someone who is qualified and experienced, you're certainly going to get some value out of it. So I don't see any reason not to take this opportunity.
Sign me up. Okay, great. Thanks, Gal. I'm looking forward to the next call. Thank you.